Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. But please tell other people where they can find this program. Well, I don't have an interview this week, and it's going to be me this week in talking about different issues in the church, especially since I've been on vacation. And so I was on vacation. I was kind of on vacation last week. I actually came back on a week ago Sunday, but I had all the programs laid out ahead of time so that I wouldn't be like rushing to a program. So everything was actually all set. But I was on vacation for the previous 10 days, and I was actually on what is known as the Blue Note Jazz Cruise. I'm very much into jazz, and I want to talk a little bit about that because this will be fascinating. But I'm very much into jazz. And this was the Blue Note, which is a very serious label of jazz. You know, obviously every label of jazz label or every music label, they are very serious about what they do. But Blue Note is a rather unique label of jazz, along with some of the others, Verve and others. These are very serious labels. And it was a wonderful time. But one of the fascinating things that I'd like to share with you is many of these musicians, and I'm talking Marcus Miller, the Baylor Project, Robert Glasper, all the way down the line, they all got their start in church. They always said that. They all got their start in church. And many of them had parents who were, or fathers who were pastors. And that's where they got their start in music. So it's fascinating to see that. Nikki Harris, who used to be a backup singer for Madonna, by the way, and she's on her own. She is a powerful gospel preacher and rather singer. And you had all this great music that was jazz, but there was also at times this gospel music that was really powerful. And so it was really fascinating. But what was fascinating to me among all the other things is how many of these great musicians got their start in church. And keep that in mind. So at your choir in church, you may be fostering some really great musicians. But one of the things that I also wanted to talk about is I was on vacation. And I've mentioned this to you before, and I finally did what I said someday I would do. It's not such a big thing as it sounds, but I've always told you I've never liked the movie The Shining. And I learned that Stephen King didn't like the movie either. I never liked the movie The Shining because I really didn't understand it. So I read the movie I read the book The Shining, on which obviously the movie is based, and I could see why Stephen King would not like the movie. And if you do read the book, and that's up to you, I'm not necessarily suggesting it. Stephen King really gives an excellent portrayal of the way evil works. So it really also shows how important it is to be rooted in the gospel. And this is one of the things that we do here. As you're rooted in your prayer life, as you're rooted in your relationship with God, you have a deeper understanding of the way the world works around you, because it is faith. Now remember, as Catholics, we believe in faith and science. Many Christians believe in faith, and many atheists believe in science, but as Catholics, we believe in a combination of both. And I've talked to you about this before. If you take a Venn diagram and you take all that is science and you make a circle of all that is science, faith would encircle it completely. So faith and science are not co-equal. They are, one circle is bigger than the other, but we understand that that's a Venn diagram. The science circle is as big as the universe. The faith circle is as big as the universe and that part of the universe which is not visible to us. So it's a bigger circle. And when we understand that faith and science, we can see how the world, we see the world from a whole different perspective. So a couple things. As I'm reading the book, and I'm not going to go into too many details on it, I'm just going to say I'm reading the book. In case you don't know what the book is about, it's essentially about, and this is the way Stephen King operates, it's essentially about a man who is possessed by a hotel. right? Obviously, the spiritual forces in the hotel, but and I don't want to go into any details with that. And one of the problems that I have is I have literally been trained how to cast out ghosts from buildings. I've literally been trained. So I'm reading this and I'm like, yeah, but I know how to handle this. So it would be kind of like if someone was dealing with, we'll say, Frankenstein, the monster concept of Frankenstein, which is not the book concept, but the monster concept of Frankenstein, but also happened to be a monster whisperer and knew how to calm monsters down. That would be the difficult part of reading reading any or following any story about Frankenstein, because, yeah, but I know what to do in that case. And I was literally in that position. But putting that aside, it really is an excellent portrayal of the way, if you are not rooted in understanding your faith, the way evil can manipulate, which is what evil does. So I want you to think about that. That's fascinating. I'm not asking you to go read the book, but it was fascinating. We can talk about that. The importance of our faith to give us that deeper vision so we can understand those red flags that pop up, and we can seek how to live, and we can root ourselves in prayer. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. We'll be right back. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, which will connect you to the parish, St. Anthony in Alston, Massachusetts. You can also find us at stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. But don't forget that website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, will also connect you to our podcast platforms, our Substack newsletter, all kinds of things over there, CatholicAudioMedia.com. So I was talking to you a little bit about The Shining, which I finally read. It was written in the 1980s, but I can't remember if I've seen the whole movie or I've seen parts of it that just, you know, a little bit here, a little bit, and ultimately you see the whole movie. But I just can't remember. But I know, and the endings between the book and the movie are very different. But Stephen King did an excellent job in portraying that, how that whole evil can work, which is what he does. I mean, that's his forte. But at the same time, one of the things that comes out so strongly in this book, and this is an important teaching, this is why it's important. Healing is important. This is why it's important to seek that inner healing, not necessarily spiritually, however you may do it. Because one of the things that we learned a long time ago, and it's very well portrayed in the book, is that trauma can be a doorway to all kinds of ills. And we see that clearly in the book, that trauma, that holding on to that bitterness, that anger, all of that can be part of it. And we're called to let go of that. But that's a healing process that takes time. It's not something you just say, oh, just forgive and forget, everything will be fine, especially since forgive and forget is not a teaching in the Bible. But it's that reality. And it's always important to be aware of that, of any past traumas that affect you, And, you know, don't take that lightly. As far as what I'm really saying is, don't dismiss it. Well, I'm really tough. I can deal with this. No, if you've had a traumatic experience, recognize that. Recognize that you may need some healing from that traumatic experience. Bring that traumatic experience to prayer, however you best can do that. And it really portrays extremely well how these experiences can be, as we were taught a long time ago, a doorway, not to possession or not to, you know, devils attacking you or anything of those, but it can be a doorway to your own struggles, to your own difficulties. So it's important to be aware of that. And the book doesn't talk about the solution per se. And by the way, the ending, which I will not give away, is a heck of a lot better than the movie, which I never got. But it really brings that out. When we allow that bitterness to become a part of our life, then it becomes a doorway to trouble. It can lead to more hurt. It can lead to more bitterness and things like that, which is a fascinating aspect of the book. I'm not necessarily recommending to you, because some people may feel very, it's a scary book. That's the nature of it. But I always said I've never liked the movie. I wanted to at least see what this book was all about. I really enjoyed it. But that was an important lesson. Always keep that in mind. Never dismiss your trauma, but be aware it is there and work with it as need be. And, you know, what healing you need. In the meantime, we're going to talk more tomorrow, but have yourself a blessed day. And we will see you then. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.